I studied more modern music. The 1960s were characterized by experimentation. I became fascinated by the work of the cult minimalist composer, Hamilton Colfax. I'll give you an example of his work. Nonsense, really. That was a piece actually called Exercise in Audience Tolerance in B-flat. And he was from the school of indeterminacy. He composed entirely at random. He would devise ever more inventive ways of achieving this random state. He would use animals. He would train 12 rats to run down a tube. And each rat represented a note. In fact, he drew on the rat in marker pen the note for which they represented. And then he would race the rats. And in the order in which they came in, that would then provide the melody for the ensuing work. Unfortunately, his inaugural performance, it was a dead heat. So, now, very unlucky. Now, I left the college, briefly found work as a crematorium organist. To kind of occasionally acknowledge people going past. I learned a valuable lesson. Never play take five at a funeral. Because the unusual time signature detracts from the solemnity of the event. Now, I then got a job, series of very lowly paid jobs. One of them was a session xylophone player. Not a great deal of work for the session xylophone player. It has to be said, most of it is spent animating kids' TV shows. Yeah. And the little rabbit goes up the hill. What's he doing now? Coming back down. Jesus Christ. You know. So, the hardest job, actually, the lowest point for a session xylophone player, believe me, is playing the inserts on linguaphone records. You know? Écoutez et répétez. Hehehe.